Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It's been 18 years since the 9/11 terror attacks, and we begin our show by remembering that day and the nearly 3,000 people who perished in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. The two airplanes that struck the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, took off from Boston Logan Airport. 206 victims of the attacks that day had close ties to Massachusetts. Public officials, friends, and family gathered at ceremonies around the Commonwealth today to remember those we lost. In New York, relatives and officials read the names of victims.
Maria Jakubiak.
Robert Adrian Jalbert.
Ernest James.
Griselda E. James.
Mark Stephen Jardim.
Amy Nicole Jarrett.
And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Pastor Paul M. Britton invoked the spirit of the 40 people who perished there.
Their miracle is our possibility. Their 18 years ago is our today and tomorrow.
At the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., President Trump talked about our grief, both collective and personal.
For the families who join us, this is your anniversary of personal and permanent loss. It's the day that has replayed in your memory 1,000 times over, the last kiss, the last phone call, the last time hearing those precious words, I love you. Then the attack.
In May, author Mitchell Zuckoff talked to us here at Radio Boston about rethinking how we remember 9/11.
I want 9/11 not to be simply a math problem, if you will, where we know the number of people killed. But when you connect to Elaine or Colonel Wills crawling across a burning floor in the Pentagon with a woman on her back, you will never forget those people.
18 years later, we remember. We will never forget.